You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by Jeff Moran with the Jacksonville Ski and Snowboard Club, and he is here to talk about this year's ski and gear swap. It's happening this Saturday, October 21st, from 7:30 to 1 at the Heritage Arena. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, first off, the event is put on by Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club, which you mentioned a few days ago that it's the oldest nonprofit in Jackson. What is ahead for Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club this winter?
We are in the midst of ramping up. All of our athletes are signing up, getting registered right now. Actually, many of them have been registered for a while and are in the midst of doing dry land training. So all three of our programs, the Alpine, Nordic, and Freeride, are already in full swing. As far as this winter, we've got kids getting ready to travel all over the Rockies and the Western U.S., even some that travel nationally and internationally for events. And then locally, we'll have our Margarita Cup race series over at Snow King, and we'll also be putting on our Triple Crown series, which is a Nordic, the Moose Chase, and then we've got the Town Downhill, and then finishing off the season with the Pole Pedal Paddle.
So the ski swap, which benefits the Jacksonville Ski and Snowboard Club, which you were just describing, is kicking off Saturday. What do you need to do if you'd like to sell some of your old gear?
You need to first get it out of storage. That's the first step. And then tomorrow on Friday from noon to 7 p.m. Is when you can drop off your gear. So we'll be set up over at Heritage Arena. I believe it's at 305 Snow King Ave. The big metal building at the rodeo grounds. So we'll be in there. You come between noon and seven. We'll have people who are helping you tag your gear, giving you suggestions on how to price it, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily know where to price it. We usually say somewhere between like a yard sale price and what you would put it on eBay for. So in that range, if that helps narrow it down. So yeah, drop it off Heritage Arena tomorrow from noon to 7 p.m.
So what happens when your gear sells in the ski swap? What portion of the price does the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club take?
So the club keeps 25%. You get the rest, and then we will cut checks for people within about a week or two after the event, usually within the week after the event. We've got a really high-tech tagging system where if you have gear in the swap, you can check online to see if it's sold. So at our website, jhskiclub.org, we'll have a link right on the homepage on Saturday that'll allow you to check in and see if it's sold. If your gear does not sell, it's really important that we have people come back between 2 and 4 p.m. on Saturday to pick up their gear, because if it does not get sold and you don't pick it up, then it ends up getting donated to the Pinedale, the Sublette County Ski Swap. So you might have a hard time tracking it down because it leaves the arena right after we're done.
If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Jeff Moran from the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club. And we're talking about the 2017 Ski and Gear Swap, which is happening this Saturday, October 21st, from 7:30 to 1 at the Heritage Arena. So the day of the swap, you can pay a little extra to get into the doors first with the early rush?
Yep. So we've got the early bird admission. That the doors open for early birds at 7:30 a.m., and that's about a 45-minute window to get in early. And then at 8:15, we open the doors to the general public. And if we jump back a little earlier, we'll have the Pica's Taqueria. Their truck will be outside serving breakfast burritos and coffee from elevated grounds to those who are willing to get up early and stand in line. So all the proceeds from that stuff, the Pica's burritos and the coffee, goes to the Ski and Snowboard Club scholarship program. So it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, no, my first winter here, I was in the line, I think, before six and got into the door right away. Something that I did my first winter there was my first season snowboarding, and I didn't own a snowboard yet. So I went to the snowboards, but instead of going straight to look at them, I had asked someone who was volunteering there, told them what I wanted, what I was looking for. So they already knew what was available, and they pointed out some really awesome boards for me.
Yeah, we do. We put a lot of work into making sure we have all of our Ski and Snowboard Club staff. We have a ton of volunteers, over 100 volunteers over the course of the 2 days. We have people there on site helping everybody make decisions, because we know it can be overwhelming. So our staff and volunteers will have a good idea of what the inventory is and be able to, you know, help people choose what they want. And new this year, we actually have a team of retail professionals from Jackson Hole Mountain Resort's retail shops, Hoback Sports, TVS, and GH Sports. They're going to be there in their bright red Hawaiian shirts, and they're going to help people with boot fitting, and then also with you know, picking out the right gear. So we'll have a army of people to lead you in the right direction.
Yeah, and what kind of gear is available? Obviously, there's skis and snowboard and boots, but what other stuff is available?
So we've got a little bit of everything as far as winter sports goes. Like you said, there's Nordic gear, alpine gear, free ski, snowboard gear, kind of the standard stuff. Everything from brand new, maybe a season old at most, all the way to, you know, we've got older used stuff like 70s era skis where people come in and want to get that stuff for like their ski fence or something. In between, there you can get outfitted from head to toe. There's soft goods, hard goods, everything you want in that capacity. But we also have people who drop off sort of fringe elements of winter sports, like hockey skates show up. We'll have roof racks that show up. I think a few years ago we had a couple snow bikes that showed up, which were pretty cool. So yeah, there's definitely the standard winter gear you can find, but there's also some unique stuff that you'll be able to get.
Will the Wheel of Destiny be there?
We will have the Wheel of Destiny. I like that you guys named it that. Yeah, so we'll have that in line for people to play when the line gets a little longer. Yeah, that's a heads up to people too. The line will get a little bit long, probably around 9 a.m., but it goes really quickly. So if you can get your shopping done ahead of that or even after that, you'll skip it, but skip the longest part of the line. But we'll have videos playing and the Wheel of Destiny keep you busy.
Anything to keep in mind when you're paying cash, cards, checks? Is that all?
We take it all. So yeah, whatever's best for you. And then we'll also have the option at checkout to if you want to add a little on to put towards our scholarship program, which is always, you know, really helpful for the club. We doubled our scholarship budget this year, so we want to make sure we get more kids on skis and snowboards. Like I said, the big thing is to keep in mind that on Saturday, you can go to our website, jhskiclub.org, and you can check to see if your gear sold.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming into KHOL and giving us the rundown on the ski swap.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and hopefully we'll see everybody out there in the next couple days.
Once again, the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club's Ski and Gear Swap is going to be this Saturday, October 21st, from 7:30 to 1 at the Heritage Arena. And if you'd like to sell any of your gear, you can drop it off there Friday from noon to 7. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.